Layla Baili, Winter Songs and Holiday Classics Where, McPherson Playhouse, 3 Centennial Square When, Friday, December 15, 7:30 p.m. Tickets, $53.25 to $67 from the Royal McPherson Box Office, 250-386-6121, or RMTS. BC. CA Layla Baili would move back to BC, if she could swing it. But the CBC radio host and Juno Award-winning jazz singer has commitments that require her to spend the majority of her time in Toronto, when she's not on the road. The host of Saturday Night Jazz, which airs weekly on CBC Radio 2, Baili will have to settle for regular visits to Vancouver Island, where she has been a fixture in recent years, until further notice. The 43-year-old jazz singer, who was born and raised in Vancouver, is performing Friday in Victoria at the McPherson Playhouse in her return to the market, the follow-up to her acclaimed appearance at the TD Victoria International Jazz Festival last year. She will do so with guests the Victoria Children's Choir for a show of original seasonal songs and holiday classics, which she debuted in 2022 at the 1,110-seat Corner Hall in Toronto. Grammy-nominated saxophonist and flautist Jane Bunnett of Toronto joined her for the performance, and has re-teamed with Baili and bandmates Rebecca Wokestein, violin, Dan Fortin, bass, and Ben Whitman, drums, for the in-progress Winter Songs and Holiday Classics tour. I admired Jane for decades, but we had never actually shared the stage, before Corner Hall, she said. The audience loved her. She really brought the music to life. Baili has been touring Winter Songs coast to coast since November 30th, and will remain on the road through December 20th. A full Winter Songs album will arrive at this time next year, she said. Baili will visit New York, where she lived for 7 years, and Washington, D.C., where her mother-in-law lives, before returning to Toronto for Christmas, where she has been establishing her own holiday traditions with her husband and son. Those invariably involve music, she said. Her mother used to play a crackly, old LP by the Vienna Boys Choir, which she has inherited and plays with joy each December. It gives me the warmest feeling, which is difficult to describe. That's what we want to do with this show, through the original material I'm bringing and the familiar old chestnuts. We reimagine them in a way that is really playful. Jazz has always been the perfect genre in which to release Christmas recordings, she said. Many standards that remain in constant rotation today are from jazz greats Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, and Dean Martin, among others. Those jazzy Christmas songs rule this time of year. Some of the songs really lend themselves well to a jazz sensibility, in terms of harmony and that swing feel. I wish I could crack the code on why that is, but they just pair so well. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com